Olach mehigdolai ekev.
Rashi Eich Malad means learn the Torah say. You're coming to learn my Torah. Stop it.
The limit of this tape should be Liyu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Peres Olav HaShalom.
Alay Eikov, that the Dovet said Echitofo was his Talmud.
Now Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav, Liyolom Al Yod V'yodam Atzma L'day Nisoyin. Person should not want to be tested from Hashem. Sha'arei Dovet Melech Yisrael, Dovet the King of Yisrael, Hei V'yatzma L'day Nisoyin. He brought himself to be tested from Hashem. V'nichshal. And he didn't pass. Oma lefon of David said like this. Oma lefon of Ribbono shel Olam. Nifnei ma oimrim Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. In Shmone Esrei we say Elokei Avos, but we ain't oimrim Elokei David. How come we do not have Elokei David? Why didn't the Yashik Nesek Dola put into Tefillah Elokei David? Oma, so Hashem said back to David, you're not there, Madrega. They were the higher Madrega than you. Why? Eno mintuli. They were tested by me, and they passed the test. Avraham Avinu had 10 nisyonos, hard nisyonos, he passed. V'yatla mintusli. I did not test you yet. You were not tested. You didn't have any special nisoyin. You're not at their Madrega yet. So David, this was a mistake. We'll see later. He had charote. He felt bad. He said this. But right now he said, Omalafonov, Ribbono shel Olam, V'choneini, test me, Onesaini and try me. Give me a chance. Give me a test also. Let me see if I can withstand. Shneim the first seven tell him, V'choneini Hashem v'naseini. Test me, try me, see if I can withstand. So Omar, Hashem said to David, listen, Mintzav olechor, I'm going to test you, but V'yavidna Musa, do something special badoch with you, till the tool, loy hidatinu. To them, to the others, I did not notify them beforehand exactly how I'm going to test them. I didn't say in which test, in what area I'm going to test them. But v'ilu ano, but with you, komoidina lechor, I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you, demansina lechor bedvar erva. I'm going to test you with an erva, with some type of an isha, with some type of a znus, some type of an isha. You'll be nichsho with an isha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned David beforehand, watch out, your test is going to be bedvar erva. So miyad, right away the pasuk says that vayihi liyeis erev vayokim David v'yal mishkavoy. They came evening and David got up from his bed. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda shehofach mishkavoy sholayla lemishkavoy sholayim. That David thought Hashem is going to test me. When will I be tested? By daytime. Daytime I'll meet up with the zayna and I'll have a taiva for a zayna. So what did David do? He changed around the time they lived with his wife. Usually he had the oina at night time. Now he changed around and started to live with his own wives by daytime. So he figured he'll satisfy himself by daytime, so in case he meets up another zayna in the street, he won't want to be with her. He already had his own wife. So he changed around. Rashi says, Shofach mishkova shalala shayim, shoyim mishamesh mitosa b'yayim. He lived with his wife by daytime. She should be satisfied from Tashmish. And therefore, even if he meets up with the Zayna by daytime, he won't look at her. So that's what David did now. But he made a mistake. He forgot the certain halacha. They wrote the Gemara in Soita that Aver Koton Yesh Biyodim. A person has a special taiva, special his Aver, a small Aver, that Masbiya Rov. The more you satisfy it, the more hungry it becomes. So in other words, David is going to live with his wife by daytime, it's only going to appeal to more other ladies. Oh, Marivoi Sova. But the way to conquer him is, Marivoi is, take it easy. The more you hunger him, the more you'll be satisfied. So what happened was, Vayishalach Al-Gag Beis HaMelech, that David walked on top of the roof, which really the Gemara of Sukkot says it's not a nice thing to do for this reason. It's not nice to walk on your roof, because you can sit down in other people's private places. So David was walking on top of the roof, Vayishalach Al-Gag Beis HaMelech, Vayar Isha Roy Cheses Miel HaGog. He saw a lady washing herself from the roof. He was all above, he was able to see down, and he saw a lady washing herself. V'yo'isha Toivos Marim Yoy. The lady looked very beautiful. Now, Ba'sheva Heve Ko Chaifa Reisha
two seichalsa. Really, Basheva, she was a big tzadeika, she was a tznua. She wouldn't just wash herself openly in the open, so she was washing herself behind a chalsa, she was washing her head. Chai Fereshah, she was washing her head. Two seichalsa, behind the screen, Rashi says in Mitzkeveris, behind the beehive. What? A beehive. She was washing herself behind, she was covered. What? Okay. She was covered herself though. What happened was, how did David HaMelech see her? Also, a Satan came, Idmalei Kitsipurta. He looked like a bird. He was flying like a bird. At that time, David, right, he was a warrior. He wanted to make sure he knows how to shoot well. He was always practicing how to shoot. So he did what we saw, a nice bird flying above. Posak Begira. He took his bow and arrow and shot it. And the Posko Lechalsa. What happened was that arrow, not only did it kill the bird, but also broke down that Tiveris. It broke down the barrier that was covering up Basheva. That's how the Satan got David to see Basheva. Is Iglei, she became uncovered, Bechazia, and David saw her undressed, washing her hair. So Miyad, right away, it says that David had taiva for her. So it says, Vayishlach, David sent to find out about her, Vayidras Lisha. That really, Alpi Halacha, Alpi Din Torah, David did not do anything wrong. Really, Alpi Din Torah, there was no Aveir here at all. That first David was derish to find out who she is, by Yidris Lisha, by Yerim, and he told her, Haloi Zois Basheva, a tzadekis, a fine girl, Bas Eliyam Eshes Uriachita. She was the wife of Uriachiti. Now at that time, one man the Amali says that all the warriors used to give a get to their wife before they went to war, just in case they would die by war. So really, she was not an Eshes Ish. And Befrat Uriachit already had a gzad din that David knew he was a murdered b'malchus. David knew he was going to be killed. So this you have to be afraid, maybe you'll come back from war, and then it's a question whether the kedushin is l'mafreya, or whether they have to make a new kedushin. Wherever it is, David knew here that her husband Uriachit will not come home from war, because he was already a murdered b'malchus. David knew he was going to be killed by war. So really right now she's a penuya, not married, there was nothing wrong. Vayishlach David Malachi Mikachayu, he took her, Vatovi Elov, Vayishkavi Moy lived with her. The Pasuk says, Miskadesh Mitumosa. That means she was not a nida. She went to the mikvah. David made sure that she went to the mikvah ready. So really there was no chet at all. Just it wasn't nice. David and Melech shouldn't have done this. Vatoshov El Basish returned to her house. Now behind the Chassid, that's the Pasuk says, Bochanti, you tested me, Libi, Pokanati Lav, you came to me at night. So Rav Tony, you tried me out. Bal Timsa, you found something that I shouldn't have done. Zamoisi Bayavati, and I feel bad now. I said something that shouldn't have went through my mouth. In other words, David now felt bad. He never should have asked Hashem to give him a child. Omri said, Eicha Zomamo, Nofa Befumya, demand finally. Like, Oyvei, whoa, it would have been so good to me if a Zomamo, if a muzzle would have came into my mouth, to stop me from asking Hashem to give me a trial. It was a bad thing to do. He had charot now that he asked for it. But I call upon him, he did not withstand this completely. Flayoma kihai milsa, I shouldn't have said this thing to Hashem, please try me. We'll soon see. Darash Rava, my decision was supposed to say, Lama Sevcha Dovid Hashem Chosisi, I trust in you, Eich Toymu Lunavshi, how can you say to my soul, Nudi Harchem Tzipor, that a bird made the har move. What does that mean? Please forgive me for that chet, whatever type of a chet it was, please forgive me. People should not say, Aha Shebechem, the great mountain, like David HaMelech, a little bird caused him to move. Like we had before, the Satan appeared to him like a bird, and because of that he shot the bird and he saw him, so like people should not say a bird caused it. And we'll see later, finally, Hashem was Meichel David. Dorash Rova, my decision was supposed to say, L'chol levadcha chotosi, I only did a chet to you. In other words, really this was not a sin, it was not over an Isra Eshashish, she was not a nida, it was just not nice to Hashem. For your rab, yenechotis, in your eyes it wasn't nice. But I know why I did this. L'man titztak v'dorecha titzke b'shavtecha, that you should be tzedek, you should be zakon. What does that mean? Oma dolof v'nei kodesh baruch hu, golov yadua kamoch, it's unclear, it's clear to you and me, the boyel mechfayel itri. If I really wanted to hold back my yetzer, heavy kaifna, I could have held myself back. like, really, I shouldn't have done this chet with Basheva, and I could have held myself back, really. You know why I did not? I said like this to myself. David said it's not such a big chet, and it's not kedai to fight so much. You know why? People should not say that the servant outwitted or won over his master. Whereas here you, Hashem, is testing me. So he figured it's not so nice if I would win over Hashem. So really, you have to understand what this means. But if he wanted to, he could have held himself back. It's a little bit like, for Hashem's sake, he went through with it. Dorash Rava, might have said, what does the pasuk say? Ki ani letzela nochoin, I was limping, umakovi negdi somed, and my pains are against me always. Ru yehoisa basheva basalia ledovi mishreshish mebreshish. Really, she was set out to be David's wife from Sheshish Medrashis. Ella, what happened was, Shabal Obamakov, it came with him through pain that he had to go against the words of Hashem. It came through him through this test of Hashem. The Chain Tonad of Rabbi Shmuel, that really Ruya Hoysel David Basheva Basaliyam, it was fit that she should be his wife. Ella, Shochla Paga, he ate it unripe. In other words, he took her before the time. If David would have waited a little few more years, maybe till after Rechit, would have been killed. After David would have killed him, then it would have been the right time for him to take her. Just he took her too early. Darash Rava, might have said, was supposed to say, Uvitzali somchu, or my leaning, or my limping, I was happy, people were happy. The Nesfu, they gathered together. Nesfu, lai nechem, lo yadati, korov, lo yadomu. That they would scream to me, for lo yadomu, my blood would not shed. What does that mean? You know clearly, Shimhoya Kurim Basari. If the Jews, if people would rip off my skin, Kurim Basari. My blood would not spill. In other words, it meant to say, like, I'm so embarrassed for the chet that I did, that no matter what they do to me, it wouldn't affect me. I would not be surprised. For lo yoyed, not only that. The Shas David went to the yeshiva, and they were learning the halachas about Dalad Mises Bezin. They were learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Poiskim and Mishnoson. They would stop their learning, the Talmidim there, the Yomrim, Li, and they would say to me, like Chutzpedik, they would say to the king, David, Habu al Eishas Ish, Misosib Amai. If somebody lived with an Eishas Ish, what Misa does he deserve? In other words, they wanted to make fun of David HaMelech. We know you live with the Baal Sheva. What misa do you deserve? Is Amatulens, I said back to them, listen, if somebody lives with an Eishas Ish, not that he did it, but if somebody would live with a real Eishas Ish, he deserves chenik. But you should know, the Yeshla chenik olam abo, that person still will get olam abo. Avraham Alvin today, Chaver Barabim, but you people that are embarrassing me, Barabim, you're worse off. Ain't the Chelik Melo Mabor. You won't receive a Chelik Melo Mabor. That's all David answered back, which is also a tremendous smile of David. Now here David was a king. Normal if a king, if a person speaks bad about the king, what you do is have his head taken off. David caused it as anivus. Because it was an honor, it didn't bother him what people said. Adrabi felt, I was really shuldig, it was my fault, I deserve what you're saying to me. He didn't argue back too much. He just wanted to keep them quiet, so he said this. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Afilo Bishas Cholyov, even when David was sick, Bishas Cholyov Shal David, Kayim Shemoyin Esrei Oynes. He had 18 wives, and he lived with them all at the right time. Mitzvahs Oynav, don't think like he was a weak person, he was a very strong person. Shem of the Pesach says, Yogati b'yanchosi yeshcha b'cholayla mitosi b'demosi yashu yamsa. I mean, that night time, even when he was painful, still he lived with his wife. Gam Rav Yehuda Marav, Bikesh David lavoid avodah zorah. David wanted to worship avodah zorah. What the Gemara means is, not really, the Mashor says, all he wanted to do was leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Lo'aretz. Whoever lives in Chutz Lo'aretz is kilo avodah zorah. Shalom, that's the mind, right. He left when he went with Shalom also, but now he went with Shalom also. All right, but Toshib Shata says he mamish wanted to bow down to the Avodah Zorah. Why? We'll soon see why. Shneem the Pesach says, V'yi David bo'a ad ha-rosh ha-shay yishtachav e-shom elehim. Now, V'yein rosh el Avodah Zorah means the Avodah Zorah. The David literally Toshib says he wanted to bow down to the Avodah Zorah. Shneem it says, V'ut salma reisha di-zov tav. It was a nice golden kid and thing. And the reason was, we'll soon see, as Rashi explains, because here his own son Avshalom wanted to kill him. So So David figured it'll be a tremendous chil Hashem. People are going to see my own son kill me. They'll say, David was such a big tzaddik. Look what happened to him. It's not worth it to be a tzaddik. So therefore, he wanted to do a chet that if people will say, you know why my son killed me? Because I worshipped Avodah Zarah. So even though he does a chet now, it's kedai for him to do a simple, a small chet and not to cause a tremendous chil Hashem. That was David's intentions. And the way the Mashiach says, all right, well, the way the Mashiach learns, all he wanted to do was leave Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to leave Eretz, come to America. That's all. That's what he wanted to do. Vehine, the pasuk says, Likrosai Chushai Harki. His friend Chushai Harki was in front of him. Karua Ketanta, his clothing was ripped. Vyadam Arosh, he had dirt on his head. Omar Loyla David. He said to David, Yoimru Melech Shekamoyscha Yavra Avodah Zarah. He tried and stop him. How could it be? How could people say a king like you worship Avodah Zarah? Omar Loy, he said back like this. This is the reason why I want to. Melech Shekamoyscha Yageni Benoy. Is it, if people talk about, how could it be, if I'm a big tzaddik, how is it possible his own son killed him? So therefore, there'll be a chil Hashem, they'll forget about Hashem. So what he said was, Mut of Yavad Avodah Zarah, let me do one chet, worship Avodah Zarah, v'yischar lo shem shemayim v'hesia, that there should not be a chil Hashem v'hesia, people will not say, David was killed for nothing. Omar, so he said back, my timer, Ha'achi Karua answered back, no, people will say a different reason why your son wants to kill you. Why is the Ben Sarah murder? You don't have to worship Avodah Zarah. My time of Kanesis Yefastoya, that Bathsheba's, Abishalom's mother was Yefastoya. Macha, she was, Rashi says, right? Macha, who's Rashi here? Rashi says, Yedimah Shalom Abishalom Macha, Bas Talmi Melech Gid Kishor. And David took her as Yefastoya. So how come you married her? That's what his friend Chushai asked him. So he answered back, Omalei, Yefas Toya Rachmona Shari, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how he gives me a heta. Omalei, but he said back to David, Loi Durashta Smuchim, don't you see what the Pasuk says right after that? The Somach, right after the Pasuk, Yefas Toya says, Ki Yelish Ben Saramura. So what's the big problem? You know why you have a Ben Saramura? Because you married Yefas Toya. The people say, you know why Hashem's killing you? Because you married Yefas Toya. You have to do another chet. People answer it this way. And Koranois, Yefas Toya, Yesh Ben Saramaira. So that's how his friend Chushai stopped David from trying to worship Avodah Zarah. Darash Reb Dostoy Dimindiri. Loma David Doima. What was David like? L'seicha kusi, to a Goyish salesman. Yerash is darker, lefanis, eskaros, and mati goes a little slow, it sells out a little. Omad olaf ne'ekona shabarako, Rabbani shabarolam, shigi yois mi yovin. That means, forgive me for my shigiyos, for my mistakes that I made. Omalai, shirik lecho, amoichu you. Umin istor es nakeni, clean me from the hidden things. Shirik lecho, amoichu you. Gami zeidem chashoich azech, even for the things I did amazed. Shirik lecho, amoichu you. Ayim shlo bi, no my enemy should rule over me, or zeisem loy lishtoy di rabbonin, that rabbonin should not talk bad about me. Shrik lecho, I'll be moichu you. V'ni keis nepesh harav. Now I'm asking also, forgive me from the deep chet that I did. What does that mean? Shlo yichtav sechuni, that what I did with Bat Sheva should not be written down in Tanakh. Take it out. Oh my lois, Hashem said back to David, Iyefsha, this I cannot do. When I changed Sarai's name to Sarah, I took the Yud away. I made Vitzava Kamishonim. That Yud was in front of me screaming all the time, what did you do to me? How did you take me away from Sarai, from the Kisra Kodesh? Shaboy till came to Mice with Yeshua, for Yisafti lo, I held on to Yeshua. Shnermit says, Vayikra Moshe lo, Isheya, Ben Nun, Yehoshua. He gave him the Yud. Ben Nun, yeah. So the Yudgen was happy. Before it was at the end, and now it became the beginning of a word, then he was happy. So, Kona Pasha Kulach, Alach Hashem Avakana, how in the world can I take away a whole Pasha Nach? Of course they'll come screaming to me. That I can't put back. There's not enough place to put it back in the Torah. So I can't take this away. But a co-part of me said, Vini Kesim Yitesha Rav, Omla Fon Rabbani Shalom, Mokhli Alayis the oven. Okay, you can't take it out, but a co-part at least forgive me for that chet. Omar, he said, Kvar osed shloima bincha loima bechach masoi. Shno, your son shloima was said over that ha yechte ish ish bechekoi. could a person hold fire in his chayk, his blossom, or begod of lois safu, his begod will not be burnt up? A person walks over coals, for raglav lois safven, is it possible his feet will not be burnt? Kain, abu alesh Israel, somebody lives with his wife's friend, with his friend's wife? Lo yinake kol negei abo, he will not feel clean from all the goyim. Omalei, kol So in other words, to say that my father David for sure was clean, it wouldn't have been possible that he would have lived out if he would have done that chet. Omalei kol hochi nitzud, we have to wait so long though. Hu gavra. Omalei kibul alecha yisurim. Listen, be mekabel upon yourself yisurim right now, and then Hashem will be meichelim right now. So kibul alav, David accepted upon himself to have yisurim, to have pains, and because of that Hashem was meichelim right now. Omri Rav Yehuda Marav. Shisho Chadoshim, for 6 months, Nitzara David. David became a Mitzrayim. For 6 months he had leprosy. Then Nitzalka men Shechina. First what happened then was the Shechina went away from him. Oh, Pirushim and Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin also went away from David. He was a Mitzrayim. Now, Nitzara, how do we know? And Nitzara became a Mitzrayim. Yechzeh, the Pasuk says, Techateini, Biezoi, Vietor, Techabtenu, O Mishelag Albin. So Mishelag Galba means he comes clean again from his mitzaras that he had. Now in the Stalka Men, the Shechina, the Sivit says, "Shivali Sason Yishechom, Baruch Nadiba Sason Mecheni." That return to me, please, the Shechina. Mashmanah was away. Uparshu Mimenu Sanhedrin. They left him also. The Sivit says, "Yishuvali Yirecha." That they should return to me. Yirecha means Sanhedrin, the people that Yirei Hashem. Now they should return to me. But Shisha Chadoshim, how do we know it was 6 months? Shisha Chadoshim Inolun, the Chiv, it says, Vayonim Hashem Molach David al Yisrael. How long was David king? Arboim Shona, 40 years, the Chevron, Molach, Sheva Shonim, the Chevron, Molach Sheva.